We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
So we have a great mate debate that's, I guess, loosely or strongly based on everything that's happening. Like, the events of the world are going to play out here.
Yeah.
On Great Mate Debate. Let's sing together, shall
okay.
we?
Okay.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight.
Amber's not singing.
It's Slacker and Steve's Great
Amber's
Mate Debate.
I got to play the little other thing here. There it is. Okay. So we have Sharon and we have Reggie, and there is some sort of issue as it relates to that word we all learned this year.
What's that?
Furlough.
Oh, that one.
It means fired light.
Diet fire.
Diet fire. Okay. So we have Sharon and Reggie, and I believe Sharon won the coin toss. She gets to go first. Sharon?
Yay!
Tell us what's happening.
So that word you used, I was furloughed. I can't even say it. but like many other people, it happened to me, and I was devastated. But so I've been married 10 years, and I have two kids. They're 5 and 7, and I'm so used to not being around them. But now the more time that I've spent at home and I haven't been working, I feel so much happier and refreshed. I've like been enjoying my kids so much more. And
nice.
I feel like I finally have time to be able to take care of everything. Like, there's always so much that needs to get done and it never does. And I've been doing that, and I've been able to make really nice meals for us as a family, actually healthy, not like order a pizza. And it's nice. It's really nice. And I don't want to go back to work and get stuck in the same rut that I used to be stuck in. And I just feel like, when it's that important, how is money more important than happiness? I just don't think it is.
Oof. Those are really good arguments. Let's talk to your man thing, Reggie. Reggie?
Yay.
How is happiness less important than money, Reggie? Good luck.
All right, here we go. Okay. I mean, look, no one wants to work. None of us want to work, right?
Yeah. We've proven that in the last couple of months.
Yeah. I mean, the home-cooked meals have been awesome. I love that she's, like, taking care of stuff around the house and, you know, but and taking care of the kids and all that. That's great. But, you know, it can't last forever. We really need the extra money. And we can live a lot more comfortably as, you know, with dual incomes. And that's what we agreed upon. We agreed that we would both work. And then when we're able to retire, we'll do that as soon as possible. And I just feel like she's cashing in on early retirement and I still have to work.
Wow.
And I can appreciate being less stressed. I'm a little bit less stressed working from home, you know, but we're both still young. We have a lot of working years left. And I don't want to be the only breadwinner in the house. That's too much pressure, and it's not what I signed up for.
Does it? Do you feel like, Sharon, you've altered the terms of your relationship based on this virus?
I mean, I think the virus altered terms of everything for every relationship. So, I mean, I wouldn't have known. Like, yes, I thought the same way originally, too. And we did have a plan. But I didn't know this was going to happen. And I didn't know that I'd feel this way and that I'd feel like I'm being more useful this way.
And happier.
And you're probably getting some unemployment now, but eventually that will run out. What then? I mean, are you comfortable with slashing your budget to a point of
not being happy?
Oh.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, and I'm not trying to be unreasonable. I mean, I guess we'd cross that bridge when we get there, if we get there. I mean, a lot of things can change. But, you know, and maybe that would mean doing something, you know, part-time or something just to supplement. But I don't see it, really. I mean, I really think things are great the way that they are. And I, you know, I don't think it's changing the terms. I think it might be changing the terms in a good way. I'm helping make our family better and stronger.
Mm. Wow.
Can I just ask Sharon, though, like, did you hear the words that he said? Because there is a thing, and I went through it for the first few years of our kids' life, and I wouldn't change it. Like, my wife staying at home was probably a harder job than me coming in here and being an idiot. Mm-hmm. But it is a massive amount of responsibility to know that you're the only one bringing back the bacon.
Yeah.
And Reggie doesn't want to be that.
So your happiness.
And I get that.
It hinges on his unhappiness, I guess.
Sort of.
Yeah. A little bit. And the other thing to think about, I don't know, at least I think for a lot of people, COVID has also brought up the good point of like how important it is to save and plan for that rainy day. And if you're cutting your income down so much, it will be harder for you guys to save for retirement, kids' college, or if they want to do, you know, other things. And I don't know. I think that's important to take away from this situation too.
I do see that as well. I do. I get that. I guess this also shows me like life is short. Be with the people that you love when you can be with them. I get what you're saying, and I totally see that part too. It's just,
I'm telling you,
I get that point.
So I'm flip flopping because I didn't hate having that responsibility, but it was a huge weight on my shoulders. But I don't think my wife would trade being able to spend every waking moment. You cannot pay a nanny enough to love your children.
No,
you
can't. No.
So you get to be there with them, watch them do their everything. I mean, they're 5 and 7. This, most of the big milestones are like they can walk and talk and blah, blah, blah. But like, it's still but if your husband, you know, Steve, you and I have that thing where it's like one no means no, but which one? They're both saying no. One's like, no, you can't stay home. Which and one's saying, no, I don't want to go back to work.
Which one trumps the other one?
Which one's the, whose happiness is more?
I have a tendency to kick happiness to the curb when I want to eat and stay alive and be able to afford for the family. Yeah. To me, it sounds like a little bit of a luxury, but families do it all the time. Stay at home. One of them stays home. The other one.
You eat out less. And it is, I will say this, when we're both working, you're eating out a lot more because you have more money and you have less time to cook the meals. But then cooking meals at home is way cheaper. So the income starts to match itself out because you don't need that second income because you're just buying all fresh stuff from a grocery store. So
babysitters, saving on babysitter, like I'm with the kids, you know,
Childcare is expensive.
It is. Wow, Reggie.
Sharon, you've made a good case, but Reggie, I mean, bottom line for you, you're just not, you're not comfortable. Is that the crux of it?
I just feel like it wasn't what we talked about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't want to work either. You know.
So as long as you have to be miserable, she should be too. It's sort of your.
And also, what if the shoe was on the other foot? What if I got furloughed and I was doing this? How would that go?
As a guy,
I don't think
not very well. You'd be a deadbeat. Even though you'd be doing all the work that Sharon would be doing, you'd be
right.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't go well.
No, hang on, guys. We've got your points here, and we're going to get you a jury. Don't move.
Yeah.
I can't take. I see both sides. So
right.
I do too. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's not fair to him, but she's got a plan. There. I mean, I don't know if she's saving enough money to offset her income between babysitters and going out and blah blah blah, but.
She should do those numbers.
Don't you want your wife to be happy?
And to me, it sounds like she's kind of basing her argument on happy wife, happy everybody
I
else.
I think it's happy spouse, happy house. Like, they both have to be happy. If he's coming home miserable and stressed, she's not going to be happy at home still.
That's true, too.
Honestly, like, It might wear off, like the whole "oh, I love being at home," and then you're like, "I just want to see an adult."
Yes,
and interact with an adult. Huger, yeah. Yes,
you know.
All right, so Sharon and Reggie need you to cast your votes. Should she be allowed to stay home?
Allowed,
or should her furlough end and she should get her butt back to work? Elizabeth.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Well, I'm on her side. And I'm actually in his situation. So I, 3 years ago, my husband got downsized from his work.
Okay.
And he took a few months fearing, trying to find a new good job. And then we just kind of took a look at our finances and said, you know, maybe if you want, you can stay home. And I totally understand the stress that I occasionally feel being the one bringing home the bacon.
Mm-hmm.
There are times where it definitely weighs on me, but honestly, I see the relationship that my husband and my son have, and other people, how they envy that. And I even envy the stay-at-home moms. Like I wish the tables were turned for me, but we've had to make sacrifices. You mentioned that you eat out less. My son doesn't go, you know, when they had camp, he doesn't go to camp, but I arrange play dates and stuff. And I honestly think my son is like happier with one of us being home.
Wow.
And just so happens to be my husband.
Cause that, like we said, you can't pay somebody to love your kid. They're getting something they're not going to get from
that is true.
A daycare provider.
Yeah.
Let's get some more jury members in here. I think we have Dave next. Dave?
Yo.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on the kid's side.
Oh, what does that mean?
My wife stays at home. We're lucky that way. And it's made a huge difference in my girls' lives because she's home every day when they get back from school. And that's something that you can't buy. Nanny can't do it. Only a parent can do it. If they're fortunate enough to be able to afford it, they should do it.
Reggie, do you think you're going to be able to afford it, or is it going to be tight?
It doesn't feel like we're going to be able to do it, but maybe we could. I mean, yeah, we could probably figure it out.
Okay. Let's get some more jury members in here. Candace?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I guess I'd have to say I'm on mom's side.
Oh, boy, this sounds familiar.
But I want to say, I've stayed at home, and it's not easy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It is work, so it's not summer vacation. It's a lot of work. But I would suggest to them that they maybe renegotiate, and it's just for a time. I stayed home when my kids were little, and then when they started school, I worked part-time, and now they're grown, and I work full-time again. So you could renegotiate. It's not a forever deal.
Which is sort of what my wife did. I mean, but the tough thing is who knows if they're, I don't want to be the one that says this out loud, but if they're ever going back to school.
There is that.
I mean, they may be, you may be homeschooling them before you know it, Sharon. Thank you for the call, Candace. If you haven't figured it out yet, Reggie and Sharon, it's sort of a landslide. So we'll take one more here and then tell you what you may have already figured out. Alyssa?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
The wife's side.
Wow.
Why?
I think the husband is being unreasonable.
You mean bringing home the money?
Flat out.
Which part is he being unreasonable?
Okay, so I stay home, and I had been a student, and I was gone all the time, and I missed roughly like about 2 years of my son's life, and I just missed out on so many milestones, and he's only 4. So at some point within the next 5 to 7 years, her kids aren't going to want to have anything to do with her.
Truth.
She should take advantage of that time that they want to be around her. And then when they get way more into their own thing, go back then.
But they don't want to be around him
be
either.
Older.
But then the same for the dad.
It's still unfair, but at least one of you gets to enjoy that.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Like, I see that point.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. Sharon, do you want to gloat? I mean, we couldn't find... I heard some of our texters were on Reggie's side, but we couldn't find a human that wanted to call us that was on his side.
You know what? I don't want to gloat. I feel like I like what people had to say in that. And Reggie, I mean, this isn't a forever thing, but like, I love that somebody said, like, I'm on the kid's side. And that's kind of how I feel too. Like, I feel like this is good for them and us as a whole, and it won't always be this way.
Reggie, I think you're late for work. I'm just kidding. I'm just lying.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.